The story of women suffering in the time of Moses, peace be upon him. Breastfeed him and throw him away. Do not be afraid, do not be sad, and give good news. The beginning of relief for Moses' suffering. It was through the revelation that God Almighty revealed to her by saying, to breastfeed him. If you fear for him, throw him into the sea. Do not be afraid or sad. We returned him to you and made him one of the messengers. This revelation included two commands, two prohibitions, and two glad tidings. He ordered her to breastfeed him so he could get used to her milk. This was the first step in protecting her child from God's enemy, Pharaoh, and his soldiers. So I complied with God's command. But why breastfeed him if she was going to throw him into the sea? Such questions do not come from people who believe in God. If the command comes to them from God or from his messenger. Because people of faith know for sure. Whatever God commands, there must be wisdom in it. They appeared or did not appear. Here the truth of a woman's faith becomes clear in the face of the legal command and prohibition. Do you comply or refuse to ask about wisdom before you comply? Whoever depends her response to the command of her Lord on knowledge of wisdom or contentment with the ruling. This woman did not glorify her Lord. She did not believe that God is all-knowing, all-wise, all-aware, glory be to him. As for Moses' mother, she complied with the command of her Lord. So she breastfed Moses, peace be upon him. Al-Tahir bin Asaun, may God have mercy on him, said. But God commanded him to breastfeed him. To strengthen his structure with his mother's milk. It is happier for the child at the beginning of his life than other milk. And to have the last breastfeeding before throwing him into the sea. Strengthens his body while throwing him into the water. And the family of Pharaoh captured him. And deliver it to Pharaoh's house. And seeking to breastfeed. And his sister referred to them as his mother. Until I brought him to breastfeed. So he returned to her after he had left her for a day. As for how long she kept breastfeeding him. Or when fear of God's enemy, Pharaoh, came to her. All this is known only to God. We have no knowledge of that. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, may God have mercy on him, said. The first statement that was said about this is correct. It is said that God Almighty mentioned him and commanded Moses' mother to breastfeed him. If she feared for him the enemy of God, Pharaoh, and his soldiers. To throw him into the sea. It is possible that she feared for him months after she gave birth to him. Whatever it was, she did what God revealed to her. There is no evidence that has been established. There is no common sense in the mind to explain which of that was from which. The first opinion on this matter is correct. To be said as the Almighty said. It was God's inspiration for her to breastfeed him. If she fears for him, she throws him into the river. This is the only way for her. To save him from Pharaoh's captives. God Almighty said. And we inspired Moses' mother to breastfeed her. If you fear for him, throw him into the sea. Do not be afraid or sad. If he returns it to you, they make him one of the messengers. And the Almighty said. When we revealed to him just as he revealed. He was saved in the ark, then he was saved in the sea. Let the sea strike him with a sword. Let an enemy of mine and an enemy of his take him. And I showered my love on you. And let it be done before my eyes. And the divine command that God revealed to Moses' mother. It is tossing into the coffin and then tossing into the yam. Defamation means throwing hard. So why did he order her to come so hard on him? Even though he is a baby. Abu Zara, may God have mercy on him, said. And in his saying he was saved in the coffin. Whatever the command to slander him suggested. Slander is defamation. As God Almighty said. It cast terror into their hearts. There is no doubt that the expression is slander. The meaning of severity is useful in speech. This is due to the psychological suffering that was raging in the heart of the compassionate mother. There was extreme hesitation. Then hesitation ended with the recitation. as if she was throwing a piece of herself into a closed coffin. You do not know by sense what God will do with it. She threw him into the coffin with mental agony. Then she threw the ark containing Moses and a piece of herself into the river. She is in bitter pain. And the conscience in the Almighty's saying, throw him in the coffin, returns to Moses without a doubt. As for his saying, throw him into the river, it is possible that it was for Moses or for the ark. In both cases, she throws it with her heart attached to it. It is clearer that it is for Moses. According to what God Almighty says, let the sea meet him on the coast. An enemy of mine and an enemy of his takes him. Enmity is not for the coffin. Rather, it is for the person of the holy prophet. It is noted that all conjunctions are with F.A., which is useful for organizing and commenting. Without Zimri's laxity. This is because the nation is compassionate. She wants to quickly save her beloved son from slaughter. Casting is the only way for her. And God Almighty is the one who inspired her. With his inspiration, which is a revelation. Save him before he starves to death. Or blown by the wind. God Almighty hastens salvation. So he threw him on the coast. There is a difference between the method of slandering him Musa to Moses in the sea. A painful meeting with Moses on the coast. Abu Zara, may God have mercy on him, said. He expressed his presence on the coast by speaking without slandering. Because ejaculation is from top to bottom. Because the delivery was not caused by the mother. Rather, it was by the mercy of God Almighty. Here began the third stage of suffering. Musa's mother lost her baby. Moses, peace be upon him. That baby boy. Lying in a coffin in the sea. And the river runs with the coffin away from the eyes of Moses' mother. Then, by God's command, he takes him to the palace of the tyrant Pharaoh. The Pharaoh's palace overlooks the river. The guards saw him. They pulled him out of the river. They brought him before Pharaoh and his wife. The expected decision. He killed him. Because it was the case in that year. He killed every male child born to the children of Israel. Could Pharaoh kill him? How did God prevent Moses from killing? How was Musa's condition? She lost the coffin containing her infant Moses, peace be upon him. We will continue in an upcoming meeting, God willing. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds.